Quattro Books came and asked me if I had a novella. I said yes, meaning I had 7 pages of something I knew was too long for a short story and too short for a novel. They heard she has a novella. And so I had very short timelines to complete the first draft. Given the short timelines, I thought, write about something you love, because you're thrown onto your heart. You're not going to have any time to rehearse. You're not going to have any time to look up things. You're not going to have any time. I didn't mean rehearse. That was a Freudian slip. You're not going to have any time to research. And of the two things I love best in the world, apart from travel and intimate personal moments, are books and film. So I said, well, I will write a book about film. And I particularly love European cinema. So that's where I went. The book starts when my protagonist, who was birth named Dominique Lindskog, she's the daughter of a French Nouvelle, late Nouvelle Vague actress and a famous Swedish cinematographer. She's 10 years old at the start. At the end of the book, she is almost 40 and going to leave Hollywood before they point out that anybody who's almost 40 is a dead person in Hollywood. And she goes back to working in European cinema, where she had a good career. That's what got the Hollywood people to call for her. And she winds up in episodic television, series television, where even though the people are very talented, they're working in service of something that is not enough for her.
Mm-hmm. Was there a challenge that you had in developing your character? Was there a moment that you struggled with?
Time. Time was the biggest challenge I had, because I had never been tethered to my laptop before. To that degree, it became an extension of my body. It flowed out of my hand or hands. And making sure that people were given the character's journey and their personae were given full weight in a shorter form with shorter timelines. That was always the challenge. And in a funny way, it wound up, I think, working for me, because I will let myself down before I let anybody else down, fictional or real. And the commitment to the people in the book, and to the people who'd honored me by asking me to be their first, of a brand new venture, which is so scary in this country at this time. I just didn't want to let anybody down, and that was both the challenge and the inspiration.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Trevor. It was a pleasure.